episode 786, Where Are You Empty?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I am so excited that you're here. I have missed you. It just seems like forever since we last spoke. Okay, maybe it hasn't been that long, but you know what? Really, I would love to know what you're up to. So give me a call when you have a chance. No, this isn't a recording. This is truly me. Actually, just drop me an email because you know what? You absolutely mean the world to me. Your smile, the joy that I feel with you when we share our time together, it just brings a smile to my face. And today we're chatting about Where Are You Empty? I know, that's kind of a weird one, isn't it? Maybe you're scratching your head going, I have no idea where she's going with this. Well, it is Mindful Monday. We are talking about mindset, and we're going to go real deep. So you got to hang on because it's going to be a roller coaster of a ride. But first off, we got to give a huge shout out to all of our brand new family members. Welcome. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. You are an impactor. You want to make a difference in the world that you touch. And that takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of focus, a lot of clarity. And not only that, but it takes an amazing mindset. And so we're going to dive a little bit deeper, you know, where maybe we don't want to go, but we're going to go there anyway, because you know what? That's what I do here. We go to the untouchables, right? And we're going there. Most experts want to build you up, focusing on your strengths. Very rarely are they willing to ask the tough question, where are you empty? When you think empty, what comes to mind? Maybe it's a relationship, an emotion you wrestle with, or maybe a deadline that never goes away. It just seems to keep haunting you. You can never get it to like, okay, am I done with this project yet? Emptiness can facilitate growth, or it can lead you down the bunny trail of despair, anguish, and hopelessness. Now, all of those feelings are real, and ones probably you fight with too often to admit. So why is it that what we don't have is wrapped in shame? It's like we don't want to face our giants. We just want to run away. We want to hide. So today, I'm asking you to stand bold for who you are. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Now, most likely, you don't have everything you want in life. I mean, if you do, call me because I want to know your secret. But there's always something more we're wanting. But because you have breath, let's get stronger. Let's actually begin to say, yes, I can do something. I can make a difference. And it's going to start by recognizing where you're empty. You have to face the giants, your giants. It's like David and Goliath. Those Goliaths, they're big. And they can kind of scare us into a little corner. And that little corner is what? Our comfort zone. We like to just kind of hang out on the couch, right? We don't want to push the boundaries any more than we have to. Or we end up making up excuses so we don't have to push the boundaries. I mean, seriously, at one point, I could have said my excuses were my children. I wanted to be healthy, but I'm pregnant or nursing. So I can't do that. And I would just kind of put off doing what I really knew I probably should be doing. I would work out a little bit, but you know, my children even became my excuse. What's your giant? What are you facing? Because these giants that you're facing are the ones truly holding you back. It gets you to run the other direction, to hide in shame and fear. Think about this. Fear of success. You've heard that term, right? You understand fear of failure, but fear of success, I want to throw this one out at you. Fear of success is used as a crutch or as an excuse. Because think about it. If I told you you could go and get $1 million tomorrow, you only had to do these certain things, and all of it was legal, It wasn't going to cause anybody to die. You weren't going to lose sleep over it. Everything was fine. But I told you, you were going to have $1 million if you did this. Would you be fearful of that success to get that $1 million? I don't think so. But what do? Oh, we use it as a crutch. Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can handle being successful. Oh, yes, you can. And you'll learn as you get there. Now, some of us have been blessed with, you know, lots of money, those who win the Powerball. And you've heard those stories where you come into millions upon millions of dollars and what happens? They just burn it out. Well, maybe they didn't have the right mindset. But they weren't fear of, you know, there was no fear of being successful, of having all that money, was it? It was maybe how they managed it. There were other skill sets involved. But if we're really honest, fear of success is just an excuse. It's a crutch. So we're breaking the chains. It's time to break the chains. Are you ready? But you can't break a chain if you don't know what it is. So how do we do that? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You must unbury your trash to find your treasure. Unbury your trash to find your treasure. What does that look like to you when you hear that? Yeah, it's going to be a little bit messy, isn't it? And a lot of us don't like messy. We just kind of want to go and we want to say, oh, that's the past, and we want to bury it. But the problem is when we don't deal with some things, it begins to what? Rot. Begins to smell. It gets yucky. Okay, so here's a real good story for you. With 5 children, big household, we drink a lot of milk. And so on average, we go through about 6 gallons of milk a week. I know, close your mouth, it's okay. That's a lot of gallons of milk. Some of you are like, that's not even as much as we would go through in a month. Yes, I realize that. But my children like a lot of milk, and sometimes we'll up it to 7 gallons if they're really, really into milk that week. And sometimes they are. But what happened was this. I bought this gallon of milk, and it was a chocolate one. And I'm not one who buys flavored milks very often. Yes, I know. You're like, whoa, you're a nutritionist and you're a personal trainer and you're buying chocolate milk. You know, we have a few of those kind of things around. It's all right. But anyway, so I've got this gallon of chocolate milk, and I had it for a while. I mean, a long while. And I didn't know milk could do this, but it exploded in my refrigerator. Now, thank goodness it wasn't in my main fridge. It was in my secondary fridge. But I didn't realize it because it was down on the bottom in the door. And so it was sitting there, and it's a great refrigerator because it didn't have it. You know, you could put things in the door, but nothing seeps in, so everything just kind of stays there. So I didn't realize. I'm stuffing stuff in. It's at the bottom. I don't look down there all the time. It's nothing that I need to do. One day, I'm like, man, something smells. Something's just like rotten. And I'm looking around going, do we have a dead animal in the garage? What's going on? Sure enough, it catches my eye. This chocolate milk had exploded. Half of the carton was empty now, and it was sitting in the shelf itself, and it was beginning to reek. You see, that's what happens with our trash in our life. We just think it's going to go away, but it doesn't. It gets worse, and it begins to smell, and then those fumes come up, and it begins to build, and sometimes it leads to major explosions. Divorces, separations, unfortunately, sometimes suicide, depression, bitterness, anger, regret. Trash is a bad thing to have in our life, but in order to find the treasure, we have to unbury your trash. So let's go a little bit deeper. How are we going to do that? There were just 5 steps. Are you ready? Number one, you have to deep dive in the dumpster. Oh, yeah, we're going deep dive. And I said it was going to be a roller coaster ride, and it's not going to be a pretty one because you're going to get messy and you're going to be uncomfortable. But that's all right because you want to get to that treasure, right? So you got to get through the trash first. So you got to be willing to deep dive in your dumpster, not my dumpster, only the dumpster that you control, and that's yours. Number two, you have to start by taking inventory then of the trash. You're going to evaluate it. What's truly junk? There's some stuff that you know is just junk and it's just got to go. You know, if you're into donations to the Salvation Army or Goodwill, or maybe you donate to your a church, a local church or a local community group or the pantry, you know that some stuff you just don't donate, right? It's just plain junk. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't hold you back. It's nothing. It just has got to go. Okay. Well, that stuff you just like, oh, okay, I found that. No big deal. It's done and over with. Didn't leave me any scars, whatnot. Okay, it's gone. But then you have some stuff that it's help versus hurt. That's what you're looking for. And if it's the stuff that helps you, and you're like, wow, I grew from that. It was maybe a little uncomfortable when I went through it. You might find some of those stories even growing up when you look through some of your trash. And you're like, oh, yeah. But it helped me. So that's okay. So you move on from that. But man, it's the ones that are the hurts that you need to begin to go deeper with. That leads me to number three. You have to then define the hurt, the who, the what, the where, the when, the why. Define that hurt. What was it? Because until you know what it is, you won't be able to name it. And that leads me to number four. You have to name the part of the hurt that you are responsible for. Let's say you and I had something bad happen to each other. I don't know what it was. We had a disagreement. You don't like one of my episodes, whatever. I totally offended you. Okay, that's fine. I may do that and I do apologize if that ever does happen. But know that, you know, these are my experiences that I'm expressing. But to you, you took offense to it. And that began to be part of your trash. And so you're beginning to look in that trash. And as you look at it, you're like, oh, man, Christiane hurt me here. And this was what it was and what came of it. And, you know, the who, what, where, when, and why. But then you got to take a step back. And this is the bold part. You have to name the part of the hurt that you are responsible for. You can't change me. You can only change you. So what part of that hurt are you responsible for? Because that's going to lead you to number five, where you know your giant finally. You'll begin to see a pattern as you look through these helps versus hurts. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, this is really where I'm at. You have to unbury your trash to find your treasure. Now I got to tell you, that hunt is not an easy hunt to be on all alone. I can remember being on some of those hunts alone. And I can also remember being on some of those hunts with people that I trusted, that I allowed to come and be a part of my journey and my healing process to get me to know where I was empty so I could be full again. And in order to do that, I had to bring people alongside me. So I'm offering to you, if you want me to come beside you, I'm happy to do so. Let's do a free 20-minute call together. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. It's going to open up a screen for you. It's going to ask a couple questions. That allows me to kind of get to know you real quick. And it's an email that sends it directly to me. Only my eyes see it. So no one else is going to know that you're saying, I want some help here. I want someone to come beside me. There's no shame in that. Remember, you're to stand bold. You're an impactor. That's what you're doing when you click on that link. That's giving you what? Empowerment. So if you want me to come beside you, click on that link. I would be happy to. It would warm my heart to come beside you. That's what I'm here for. To help you what? To take that next step. One step leads to miles of greatness. I will help you unbury your trash to find your treasure. You'll begin to know where are you empty so then that you can feel full and blessed again. So you can go out and do what you were created to do on purpose for His purpose. You know what? You're absolutely incredible. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.